Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. John here, back with another solo episode today. It's me by myself. Don't worry, Ben is still with us. We just, you know, had a couple of ideas for solo episodes, and that's what we're putting into the schedule. Today, it's a Saturday, so I've got a little shorter kind of, kind of mindset thing. And I wanted to specifically speak to the people who are listening into this podcast who haven't got started yet, but have been listening in for a while. Do you know what I mean? I know you're out there. I know you're out there because I get messages from you from time to time. I hear from people when they come to talk to us at Dropship Breakthrough, and they're like, "Oh, I've been listening to the podcast for the last 6 months and I haven't done anything yet, but maybe it's time to start." And so I know a lot of people out there are listening in to us talk who want to make that change in their life. They want to change their life. They want to move away from their employment. They want to create a space where they have more income. They want more time freedom. Whatever it might be that motivates you to listen in, that thought is there, but maybe you haven't taken action yet. You haven't gone in and started your business. And I wanted to talk to you about the cost of waiting. Waiting is not something I believe in, generally, and I don't think it's a good approach to take or a good practice to take. And many people wait to get started. You might be waiting to get started because you're fearful of getting started and you have a set of fears that's holding back. You might be waiting to get started because you think you need to learn all you can about doing the thing that we do before you can get started, that you have to be a font of knowledge about dropshipping before you ever take the first step to do dropshipping. There's a range of reasons why people wait. And I think there's a real cost to waiting. And what sparked me to record this little episode was one of our students in Dropship Breakthrough put a post in our Slack workspace, or I don't know if it was in our Slack, in our Slack workspace, which I saw, where he had hit $1 million in sales on his high-ticket dropshipping business, so $1 million in revenue. No, I don't know what the exact profit number was, but it's profitable. Very well profitable for a high-ticket dropshipping business in his first 10 months of running his business, which is a fantastic achievement, by the way, in my opinion. That's certainly on the quicker side of progress, but it's not an isolated example, of course, either. So I wouldn't say that's typical of everybody who gets in here, but it's certainly, we've seen that sort of pace before. When I heard that, congratulations, that's fantastic, and shout out to that person. You know who you are. Hopefully, maybe we might get you on the podcast at some point to kind of share your story a bit more. But I thought about it some more while I was sitting here in front of the computer, and I thought, wow, imagine if he hadn't started. Imagine if he hadn't started, if that person had kind of, I know he listened to our podcast much the same way that you are today. Imagine if he hadn't made the choice at that time to get started. I imagine there were probably some thoughts going around in his mind that maybe he needed to wait some more before he made that choice. And, there were probably some doubts there or some reasons not to get started. But he went ahead, and there was probably some skepticism as well. But he went ahead and did it anyway. And even though, probably hasn't done a perfect job of it to date, he still crossed that mark where he's made that, $1 million in sales in 10 months. He's building a great little business there, and he's got a lot more options to build that business now that he's doing that. And so I thought, well, what if he hadn't done that? What's the cost there? And it made me think, wow, I know there are a lot of people who listen in that are waiting for the right time, that are waiting till they know enough. And I think the reality is that by waiting, you are literally costing yourself money every day that you wait. Now, I'm going to leave aside the fact that you learn far more from doing than you do by listening to this podcast or by watching videos on YouTube. And don't get me wrong, you can absolutely do those things and you should do those things to an extent, but you should also be taking action alongside them. So I'm going to leave that. Like, when it comes to building a business, running a business, marketing, like, you can't really learn how to run Google Ads, for example, without running Google Ads while you're learning. It's not like, it's not the sort of thing you can learn theoretically from books. Practice is far better. So I'm going to leave that aside. And I want to talk a few things that come here. Like, the first one is, like, literally, if you wait, so if in our example, if the guy that did $1 million in 10 months had waited an extra 10 months before starting his business, he's missed out on that $1 million worth of revenue and the profit that that's provided him in his pocket. So that would be forever gone, right? Now, yes, he might start 10 months later and still make that $1 million and the profit that comes from it. But because if he waited that first year, he would have missed out on that. And so that amount of money is gone forever that he could have had. And so that's why I say, if you wait and you're waiting for the stars to align, which they never do, by the way. There is never a right time. But if you're waiting, you're literally costing yourself money and progress every single day. Hey there, it's John here at Dropship Breakthrough and, of course, the Dropship Podcast. Look, if you'd like to start an online e-commerce business in the next month without quitting your job, without any online experience, or without ever physically touching a product, then we can help you with that. If you'd love to have a chat with us, with me and or my team, to find out what it's about, to see what's involved and see how you can work with us, all you need to do is go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call, or you can find the link just below the video and book a free, no obligation and quick call with us. And we'll walk you through what it looks like, what's involved, so that you can make a decision on whether it's the right move for you to make. So we'd love to chat with you. Book a call now. I'll see you there. And you've got to ask yourself the question, is that really worth it? Now, I'm not saying if you got started today that you're going to do $1 million in the next 10 months. You might do 500,000. You might do 600,000. You might do 300,000. Like, we don't know that, of course. But you're giving up something, because you would make some progress. And so there is a cost to waiting. It might feel like it's the safe decision to make, but it's actually not, because you're giving up something that you can never get back. But it's not just that first year. Let's say you listen to us for a year and you don't take any action, and then you decide to take action when you could have taken action straight away, right? Not only do you give up what you would have made in the first year and you can never get that back, but there's also a compounding effect to this, right? Which you should consider as well. Let's say you were going to run your business for 5 or 6 years. You start your business in your first year. You do I'm going to pick a round number because it's easier for my brain. Let's say you start at, say, like your first year, you do a very modest number. Let's say you did 100,000 in sales in your first year, which, by the way, is the guarantee we give on our Dropship Breakthrough program. If you run your business for 12 months and you don't make 100,000 in sales, we'll refund you your money, right? Our system's that good. I have confidence in it. That's the guarantee we give. Let's say you run your business, you follow the system, you make 100,000 your first year, and then you go on to have 5 years of growth in your business at 50% growth a year, which, to be honest, would be slow from that point, but I'm being conservative here. So you'd end up at the end of that period of time with your annual revenue being at about 760,000 a year, right? Now, if you had have waited a year, and you started a year later and you did the same amount of revenue in your first year, like 100,000, and then you went on and you had, four additional years of 50% growth, so one less year, you would end up at about 506,000 in revenue. So it might sound like, because you missed that first year, the bit you missed on was $100,000 and the profit that might have come from that. But when you get further down the track, you're actually missing out on more. You're actually missing out on about, at that point, the difference is $253,000 in revenue that would have been earned. So there is a compounding effect to waiting to start that will follow you forever. And you might say, well, look, I don't care because, I'm going to make some money anyway and it doesn't really matter. But I think that's a bad way to look at it, because if you see opportunity cost and you look at it that way, then that's going to play out for you at all times in your business. There are going to be so many opportunities that come along for you in business that you could wait on, or wait until you're ready, or wait until you do it, that the opportunity cost is going to be so high that if you wait, you're not going to win. So there's that compounding effect. And every year that your business has more revenue and more profit earlier, you can reinvest that. So this, that simple compounding example, when where you're actually about $253,000 difference after those years of growth, when you started a year earlier versus a year later. One, if you wanted to sell your business at any point, the person who started that year earlier, at the end of that time, that same time period, their business is worth more. So if they want to sell it, it's going to be at an even higher number, all other things being considered equal. And so they're going to sell for a higher amount of money. But also each year that you're making more revenue and more profit, that gives you more opportunities that you can reinvest back into the growth of your business. So the business that has more revenue and more profit earlier can actually accelerate their growth quicker if they're reinvesting back into their business. Even if they're reinvesting at the same rate, that reinvestment is happening a year earlier. And so the annual growth is much more likely to be higher each year rather than a slightly lower rate because there's less to reinvest. So these are some of the benefits of just getting started. Now, even if you're not going to do it perfectly, you're still going to have an advantage to starting earlier rather than later. The other thing I want to talk about past that sort of revenue growth and profit growth and that sort of thing is, of course, snowballing effects. So there are many things that we do in business that have a snowball effect on the growth of your business, which means that, which means in a snowball effect. I mean, you're probably familiar with the metaphor, a little tiny ball of snow rolls down a hill. It gets bigger and bigger as it goes. It starts going faster and faster and faster as it continues on downhill. And businesses in a lot of ways are like that. In the beginning, they start off very small and the growth is not very perceptible in the beginning because there's a lot of things happening kind of like, if you like, behind the scenes that are helping the little snowball to gain momentum, and then things start to stick to it and gets bigger and bigger, and that feeds its growth. And so the earlier you start means, once again, even if the things you're doing aren't perfect, they're better than doing nothing. You have yourself the ability to get the snowball effect in your business sooner than if you wait longer. And so, you know, things like search engine optimization, building an email list, search engine optimization, of course, being our most important marketing strategy for a high ticket dropshipping business. The sooner you start that, the better. It doesn't do a lot in the beginning, usually from a results perspective, because there's a lot of things that have to happen for it to start picking up momentum. But once it does, SEO is one of the things that can really just go like this. Right, and it gets to a point where it starts going up really quickly in a shorter and shorter amount of time. The same can be true of building an email list and the returns that generates. In the beginning, it doesn't generate much because you've got to build it. It builds slowly in the beginning, but then as other things start happening, you get more and more people coming onto your email list quicker and quicker, and the results you see from it start getting bigger and bigger, quicker and quicker. Word of mouth referrals, for example, are very important for any business. But you know, if you're in a niche where customers talk to other customers and customers know each other, and you know, like let's say I'm selling products to people who play golf, you know, what do golfers do? They go and play golf with other golfers. They talk about their game. They talk about what they're using to improve their game. And if your products fit that space, then people who are enjoying products they bought from you are going to be talking about your business to other golfers. And then that's going to, in turn, those golfers are going to go and look at your website. So word of mouth referral over time is potentially one of the biggest marketing strategies, but it has a snowball effect. As in, the more and more customers you get, the bigger effect it has, right? And so the sooner you start getting your first customer, the sooner you can start building that snowball of word of mouth referrals for your business. And there are other parts of your marketing strategy that follow the same kind of logic. And also where the snowball effect happens comes back to that reinvestment of profits, right? So the sooner you start making any profit and you reinvest it back into your business so that you can do more marketing, so that you can do more on your website that you can hire more people to write content for you, or hire a team to do your sales and customer service or whatever it is, that then gives you more profit and revenue as a result of doing that, that you can then feed a higher amount in to build those things out further, and a higher amount, obviously, then your business starts moving faster and faster and faster. And so the earlier you get yourself into a position where you can do that, the sooner you're going to get the results. And that snowballing effect. And the reality is, all of us here have only X amount of time on this planet. And so while you might say, well, the difference between starting 1 year earlier or 6 months earlier or something like that seems pretty small in the beginning, and I don't mind giving that up. As you continue through the limited period of time that you have here, the effects of that weight are going to compound on you, and you may miss opportunities. I mean, there is a mover advantage within markets. There could be a great niche for you today that won't be a great niche in 6 months' time. And so I think if you think this is the thing that you need to do for yourself, for your life, then you should get started now. Don't wait. Don't give yourself excuses or reasons for it to be the perfect opportunity. You don't need a lot of time. You don't need a lot of money. The opportunity is there for you now. You can make it work now. Start doing something. Once again, if all you do is take action off listening to this podcast and listening to the earlier episodes, which take you through a lot of the opening steps in building a high-ticket dropshipping business, like, get in and do that. Get in and do that now if that's all you can do. You know, if you want to come in and really speed up your process and learn from us here at Dropship Breakthrough, there is not a perfect time to join our course. You don't need to know anything before you join. In fact, you should know nothing before you join, because we teach you everything that you'll ever need to do this. And you want to get it right from the beginning. So if you can join our program, you want to really speed up your process by missing all of the mistakes that we've made and essentially shortcutting your journey versus if you, just listen to the podcast alone. Join the program now, dropshipbreakthrough.com/join, or hop on a call with our team at dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. But however you do it, wherever you do it, whoever you do it with, please, if you're listening into this podcast and you're kind of waiting and the thought is in your head that this is what I want to do, I want to build a business for myself, I want to create, I want to move away from my job, I want to create the financial backing to do that, I want to free up more time to spend with my kids, to spend with my family, I want to be able to work from home. I don't want to have to commute for 2 or 3 hours a day. Like, whatever it is that drives you to this podcast, to listen to this podcast episode, then please don't wait any longer. Get started now. It's never going to be a better time. And of course, this thinking should apply to anybody who's running a business as well. If you've got opportunities within your business that you can see now, that might be to private label your products. That might be to order some products on bulk and get access to better margins. This might also apply to your personal life. If there's things in your personal life that you need to do that you're not doing, that you're waiting for the right time to do it, you need to know there isn't a right time and there is always an opportunity cost. Waiting almost always costs you something. And so think about that and take action.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast.
You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.